Hello, 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 everyone. This is your boy, Mr. Luke Evan Brooks. I thank you once again for checking me out here for another edition of showing you how you can create revenue streams. Now, for some of you, you may be wondering, where the hell Luke was at? Well, let me tell you where I was at. You know, I was taking care of my father. I was away for some time, so that's why you haven't heard from me. I know a lot of people have been requesting, hey, what's going on, what's going on, what's going on? That's what's going on. So I wanted to keep y'all in the loop with that. But I'm here. I'm here to show you some things that I'm doing right now to engage leads. Now, you know, you already see what the title is. Like, what the hell is going on? Like, how the hell do I get people to my product? And there's no magic bullet to it. And I would tell you that because, truthfully, a lot of people out here would tell you, hey, this is what you got to have in order to get sales, in order for you to actually develop the product that you need to have. And I'm telling you guys, you gotta have something. If you're gonna use social media, you're gonna have to have something that's really gonna drive everyone to your product. You can't have it where a lot of people are sitting here wishy-washy talking out their side of the mouth about getting sales. And you know, for me, I tell people this. I tell people on a very basic instinct that what you have to do is to have a tool, not just a system, but a tool in place to actually do that. So I'm going to talk to you about Engagement Monster. I have that, and this thing is really going to work. And for some of the people who may be seeing this too on YouTube, we are going to break this down into a series. For the people who are watching this on Facebook, you're going to get the whole thing. And the people who are listening on my podcast, they're going to actually get this broken down as well too. So the number one problem that we see right now as far as people trying to get sales online is that they are not getting the enough engagement that they need to have in order for people to tune into them, right? So I talked about that previously on a episode that we talked about on clearing your profile. One thing that I did is basically create a new profile. So you may be seeing me, hey, there's two Lukes or whatnot. I created two profiles. One profile, it's kind of semi cooking with Luke and friends and teaching you how to make business online. And one is just full-fledged showing you how to do it from scratch, right? And I think people appreciate that more to show, hey, I want to see if this guy's real now. Because a lot of guys that you see online that's pushing these ads, they've been doing it for quite some time. They've probably been doing it for about 4 or 5 years. And a lot of people are like, I need money now. We need money now. We're living in a microwave society where we got to have instant results. But I'm going to tell you guys, nothing comes instant. It takes consistency. It takes you to be positive. You know, a lot of you are coming pessimistic, and that's not the good thing to do when you're doing an online business. So let me get right into it, because I don't want to keep flapping my mouth and talking to you and you're like, hey, what the hell's going on with this guy? Is he going to show us something or what? So let me show you how I use Engagement Monster. But first, let me tell you what Engagement Monster is. Engagement Monster, like what most of you are doing now, you're going in here, you're scrolling through your profile, right? And I'll show you what I'm doing. I share my screen. Oh, let's see. Let's do Facebook. Yeah, here we go. So some of you right now are just going through and looking at, hey, what can I do to actually get my thing going, right? How do I get my system going in place, because you don't quite understand what's going on, right? And let me share this right, because we have it on Firefox. Here we go. All right, let's go into there. So a lot of you are going on here, right? And you are trying to figure out, like, what do I do? Do I type this in? Do I say great post? Do I do this? Do I do one of these numbers? Great posts. If I know how to spell, great posts. Buddy, do you do that all day? Do you do that for about 16 hours? Because I used to do that, and it really didn't get me nowhere. Do I go through groups and try to figure it out? Hey, who are these people? Let me type some other stuff in there. Excellent posts, things like that. Or do I get really smart with it? Do I get smart with it and work the magic? Engagement Monster works the magic. So for Engagement Monster, the things that I use basically is this. I go to my little monster here, right? I go ahead and click on it. I click on it, I say, let's get started. When I get started, it runs through the process. My hands are up here, and you're going to see it go into action, right? You're going to see it go ahead, go through all my posts. It's going to go through all my posts, 5 to 90 seconds, and start making the comments that I already typed in. Now, it's just a matter of just two clicks, basically, right? You logging in, basically, and then you clicking on to the engagement monster icon. And then from that point, you go into actually hitting start. To set it up is very easy. You know, right before we even got to start, which I will stop this right now. When we clicked on here, right? We clicked on engagement monster. You can go to settings. And you can see where I got this thing popping up 11 to 15 seconds. You know, recommended time to do this, you know. I choose the time, then I hit next. And then I could put in all my little comments here, right? And I don't make it long because it's automated, right? And for me, I love automation because if you're a guy who's on a limited budget, let's say you're starting this off for free, right? You're starting this off with no money. You're trying to get your feet in the water, but you don't want to waste your money. You want to get organic reach, meaning that you want to do this basically free. You don't have to run no Facebook ads. You don't have to sit here and go to solo ads. You don't have to do any of those things if you don't want to. Or you have an option where you just don't want to go away. And that's what we're doing this year. We're kicking it off where we're just going to do pure organic marketing. I did successful for, you know, paid ads at the end of the day. But today, you know, like I say, it's a new day. I want to reach out and show you for 1 year of how I'm doing this. And y'all might jump on this right away tonight, you know. Y'all might say, hey, I see what this does. I can type in here any of my comments in here. I can go in here and say, this is the bomb, right? I could type that in there. I could say, I like this. I love your content. You know, I can keep going in there, right? And either you might say, Luke, how does that help me get people to my product? So, if you already are friends with these folks, right? You're already friends. They already accepted your friendship. At the end of the day, once they look at this, they look at this product, right? Let's say they look at your profile, your friends, and whatnot. You engage on them automatically. 9 times out of 10, people are going to come back and engage on your profile. Facebook looks at, oh, Luke liked this guy's profile and comment on it. And this other guy or other girl liked his content and engaged on. We're going to start showing more of their stuff. And the more you put content out there, the more you use Facebook or Engagement Monster, the more relevant your stuff is going to be to them, right? It's kind of like driving down the highway and you're hungry, but you don't know what you quite want. And then you see one McDonald's ad, 2 for $2 Big Macs. You're not thinking of it. You know, you go down further down the road. Further down the road, you see another ad, McDonald's, 5 miles away, McDonald's, 2 miles away. Pull in right here, McDonald's, this exit right here. That marketing, that's a psychological thing right there at the end of the day. People are going to be like, wait a minute, I'm hungry. Let's go to McDonald's, get that 2 for $2. Because a lot of you might say, well, I don't see how that works. Well, think about it like that. People don't buy off the first time they see something. Not all the time. You do have people like that, but they don't necessarily buy. They do their research and do their thing. And then with the internet, with us actually talking to people, actually presenting our product to them, at the end of the day, you don't have that much time with them. You may have 11 seconds to get their attention. This video that I have, y'all might just skip through it and say, you know what, I don't want to deal with this, you know. But if I'm constantly promoting, if I'm constantly showing you my stuff, if I'm constantly engaging on your material, you are going to come to one of those days and look at it and be like, wait a minute. Let me see what this thing is about. And I show you the results too at the end of the day. That's what takes place. So let's go ahead, you know, we updated this. You gotta make sure you hit update when you use this. Let it process. Comments are stored. So it's not gonna click you back out. Just hit back, and then you hit start. We're gonna start this bad boy. So, when you're promoting your product, and this goes for anything. That was the thing that got me out of the whole thing. Let me promote this product. Let me promote this. Let me promote that. You might have a great product, guys. You might have something that really, really, really sticks out. And people are like, you know, they're not aware of it because you don't have the brand awareness. You're not a famous star. You're not a movie star. You don't got no endorsements. So you're trying to figure out how do you get your name out there because there's a bunch of marketers out there. And he's like, okay, if I'm going to do this organically, I need to reach out to the highest and brightest, right? So I get into these groups. I talk to these folks in the group. I make sure that at the end of the day, that they are enjoying what I'm presenting to them. Because you just don't want to post anything. You want to have valuable content at the end of the day. But the other side of the coin, the other side of the coin is that you want people to engage on your profile. Because that gives you the authority figure, proof in the pudding that you need for your product to be reached out to all those people. Okay, so the next section, guys, that we're going to talk about, the next section we're going to talk about is what you have to do to get ahead. Don't go nowhere. Okay, guys, we're back. We're back. We're back. So, for a lot of you out there, y'all might be like, well, I don't know what the best way to go about with this whole product affiliate marketing thing to do. And I'm telling you guys, it's not that hard. It's not hard once you get the system that you need to have in place. And you don't need to jump around. That was the first thing I made as a mistake. You know, I got around here, I talked to people, I said, I want to get this product, I want to get that product. And then I was going in a damn circle. I was going in a damn circle jerk, if you want to call it that. The first thing you need to understand is that you want to do research on whatever product that you're out there pursuing, right? Because I tell people, the people like, oh, buy my product. No, don't buy anyone's product. I tell you, don't buy my product if there's one thing that doesn't help you out. When I started off with MCA. You know, I got MCA thinking, oh, I'm going to do good. People showing their money online. They're like, hey, I got this money. You can do this. You just got to use your cell phone. You know, people like that idea, but it's more than just you basically using your cell phone. You know, as you getting on a computer, getting content built up, clearing your profile, you're going to use social media because at the end of the day, you got to have your social media profile clean. And I can tell you from my personal profile, that's what made me get away. I originally had another profile, but then Facebook played games with me at the end of the day. And we're going to talk about that here too. But I wanted to make sure that when I was doing my things, for my business, for, you know, doing a, you know, online business, I needed to have a clear message. Because when you're coming onto my profile, you may not know who the hell I am. So I gotta be very clear. I have to be clear, because if I'm not clear, then you're gonna come at me and be like, you know what? I don't know what the hell this guy's talking about. Let me get the hell off his page, because he's talking stupid to me right now. The thing that you have to do is do research, not only on the product, but also on the results that people are typically getting. So if that means that you just go online, go on YouTube, look at reviews, look at blogs, you know, talk to people in social media groups just to talk to them, get a good idea what you're about to jump into. And really, before that first step, you got to address the problem. You have to address the problem, because at the end of the day, if you don't address the problem to what needs to be done, then you're wasting time. The next step that you need to look into is making sure there's a proven system of your success. So one thing that I did like going through these things, like after I was going through MCA, the first few months I knew this person was not really helping me. They were basically giving me a lemon. Oh, look at this. This is good. You can do this. You can make money. And you do everything that they say, right? You know, I'm basic military background, following orders, doing what needs to be done, right? Like, do this. Roger that, right? You do that. Nothing happens. And it's not really instant results either, because that's what people need to tell you when they're trying to pitch their product to you. Like, how long did it take you to get where you at? And, you know, they might show you numbers and things like that. You don't care about those numbers because they can show you those numbers at the end of the day. It's about what system are you using to get those numbers. That's what's going to matter. Is it coaching are you giving me? Is it a module training that's going on? For me, I do give free training to show people what I'm doing to actually help them with their Facebook profile. It's a mini course, and y'all all got access to it if you are on my Facebook profile and you're on my YouTube. You can just go ahead and click on the link there that's in there about my free course, and you can actually get your profile set up like that. And it's very easy. It's a mini course. You can knock this out probably within 1 hour. The thing that I enjoyed when I was with Larry Wills is that he had a week by week training. 2 or 3 hours, okay, but you made time for it. He made sure that you got there because he focused on one thing at a time, right? One thing at a time, not to bombard you with 15 things and say, go out there and do it now. He focused on one thing. He gave you examples. He showed on a board. He answered questions, and that's what people want. They don't want something that's Mickey Mouse to them. They don't want something that's going to be very confusing. They don't want any of those things that's going to really, really throw them off, right? You don't want to have that, right? You don't want to have it where you are doing some things for your online business, and at the end of the day, you are getting played, right? You know, you don't want to be played. And I felt like I got played with the MCA, with the mentor that I first had. And, you know, Larry brought me down, showed me a whole new world. And I give him credit for that. A lot of people are like, oh, no, I give him credit for that, because we went through it. And it wasn't a thing where a lot of folks don't want to hear this. This is not a fucking magic pill, you know. And that was the first thing he put out. This is not a magic pill. This is a time process that you have to know correctly. This is not something that's like, okay, let me look at the cheat sheet. Because we grow up in a society like that, right? We grow up in a society where we're sitting here and we're like, well, let's go here and look real quick and look back. You can't do that, guys. You got to understand what's going on. I think that's what's going on now with our world now, where you sit there at the end of the day and then you are trying to promote your product or whatever it may be, and you look at a step and you do it real quick, but you're doing it fucked up, right? You're doing it where you're not understanding where to go with it. You know, at the end of the day, you don't want to have that. You want to have it where it's very easy for you to actually make things make sense, because at the end of the day, guess what? When someone actually comes to your page and asks you to explain this to them, you're not like, well, I don't know. You're not, and you don't want to bullshit people, because people can smell bullshit. And you don't want to be that person that's going to have an issue where they are going to have to explain themselves when it comes to actually doing that. So let's go to the next section here shortly. Stand by. Okay, guys, the next section here is understanding the concepts, the basic foundations, right? The basic foundations is very straightforward. Your foundation should be where you have automation in place. Look, what do you mean by automation in place? You want to have it where You have email automation software in there. You already have message templates already ready to go, because those go hand in hand. When you're email automation, you don't have time to email all these people all at once. You know, yes, if someone's got a question, you got a support email, right? A support email address where they can talk to. And that email needs to be tailored to you. It shouldn't just be Hotmail, Gmail, things like that. It needs to be a unique domain to you. Because guess what? You need to stand out as a professional versus amateur. Amateur is going to go to a Gmail, right? That will require money, but it's not a lot of money to get your own unique, you know, email address. The email automation is not going to cost a lot because you're starting off, right? If you're starting off organically, you're not expecting to get 10,000 emails or 10,000 leads in one day. That's not going to happen. That's just a buildup of years and years and years. What it is that you're going to have people come to your product or your offer or your landing page, baby, and they're going to opt in to get whatever that lead magnet is, you know, whatever you're offering for free. And they may not like your stuff. Well, you want to make sure they're out of your email list, because you don't want to be wasting time with them. You know, they unsubscribe. You don't have to do anything like that. You need to be able to be reached. You know, I use ManyChat. People talk to me through ManyChat. Make sure you have got a page ready to go. So when people look at your page, they're ready to talk to you. They're ready to understand what's going on. You know, if they got any questions, they know they got direct access to you. And if they want to talk to a human being, you can program in there. And we're going to show you this. We're going to show you this on my profile. I'm going to show you all the things I do. A lot of people are not going to show you this stuff because they're like, well, I got to charge you $500 and shit for basic stuff. And I'm going to show you the basic stuff. I'm going to show you the stuff that's going to actually get you started. Another thing that I do tell people also too, you're going to have some type of landing page software. Now, I use GrooveFunnels. I'm going to start placing links in there. You can get access to GrooveFunnels for free if you want to go ahead and look at that. Or you can use ClickFunnels, which I also use as well too. You might say, well, why do you use both? Because I'm that person with duality. I originally had stuff from ClickFunnels that I integrated over to GrooveFunnels, but I like to have that diversity right then. I like to show people how to use both systems, because just because one product might be good for me may not be good for you. And I don't want you to feel like, well, this guy can't help me because he's only showing me one thing. I don't think that's fair. I think a lot of people will take advantage of you and they'll be like, get my stuff or else. And I don't think that's fair. I think we're all in this together, but we have to be smart at the end of the day. We have to be smart, because if we don't do this right, it's a reflection not only to you, but onto me. Because I said, who taught you that? Just like that mentor, my first mentor doing online sales, because I have a background in business management, but business management doesn't teach you about online marketing. I took marketing. I got a marketing degree. Marketing degree is back over here behind me. But it doesn't talk about this whole affiliate marketing. That's a whole beast of itself. And a lot of people will say, well, let me throw money at this. And you can't necessarily throw money because you waste time. I did that too. I went through those heartaches. I was with Moeb at one point. If anyone understand what that was. That was Matt Lloyd's program, where people were buying these platinum programs to teach people how to do online business courses. And they showed all these people going places and things like that. But what they didn't show is a lot of people who didn't look at it the right way. Was it a scam? I don't think it was a scam. I think the people underneath Matt Lloyd, the people that was working for him, did some fucked up things. And it didn't help when the United States government shut him down, where he couldn't even operate websites in the country. You can't get on there right now. They got it locked up. They got his money froze up. And they got a lot of people's money froze up, including mine, because of this whole investigation with it. Now, I tell people this. You have to be smart with your automation. And what I mean by that, you don't email everyone on an hour, every hour. You don't do that. You don't run into that type of situation, because at the end of the day, you will have to be able to actually reflect to that. Now, is that saying that you need to email people, I don't know, email people every day. Not necessarily. You can email them twice a day if you need to. If you're promoting something, right? If you're trying to promote a product, and that product needs to be out there, right? At the end of the day, if you're promoting and you're trying to get things going the right way, you have to remind them of that. You have to get people turned on to that. One other thing that you can also do too, if you're not good with courses, if you're not good with making courses, like I use Teachable and I use ClickFunnels to create courses. That's just my cup of tea. But you can create a 5-day course just to show people the rundown. Have people accountable. Say, hey, you have to be here doing your lives. And that's for you if you got time to do that. If you don't have time to do that, create the course. That way that course can be a lead magnet. You don't have to sit here and redo the whole thing. And that's just how I look at it. I don't want it to be where every single week I got a new course, because again, I am a time management person. You know, that's something that I learned growing up, something that I learned through the military. You know, we want to have added redundancy. I can make a course, and a course can be updated. That's a simple plug and play versus every week I'm saying the same thing. And you want to make it easy, because that time can be used for you to actually be working on your craft, working on a new product, tweeting something that needs to be done, whether it's a landing page, maybe it's your offer, maybe it's your bridge, whatever it may be. For others out there that are listening, guys, if you are tuning in onto YouTube right now, go ahead. I want you to go ahead and subscribe. I wanted to mention that. I forgot about mentioning that. Okay, guys? As I continue, the other thing that you want to do is have the right tools. Have the right tools in place. Now, for right now, what you're looking at, again, we already talked about Engagement Monster. For the ones that are just coming in now, I see a few people coming in. Engagement Monster allows me to actually take care of this, working on something else while this is in the background. Tools that you are looking to have, we already talked about the email software or email marketing system. You want to have something where you can add people on there, but you want to be able to have laser target adding. You just want to add a blanket of people. I wouldn't do that, because not everyone is a potential customer. You want to have people that's going to be similar. You want to be able to also have a way to have the right domain. You just don't want to go on a generic domain, because at the end of the day, if you have a generic domain, they go, okay, this guy's not a professional. Everything comes off at a professional level, and you want to own it. You need to brand yourself at the end of the day. I mean, brand yourself. I'm not talking about get something and hot iron and put it on you. I'm talking about as far as your label goes. That way, you stand out from the rest of the team, right? Some of the things that I used before, I've used Instagram engagements. I use that where people engaged on that. Of course, I'm using Facebook engagement as far as a monster engagement, or engagement monster. I use Friend Connector on Facebook, and that's where most of you are coming through right now. I've used that system, and that system's helped me out quite a bit. And I'll show you those results. I like to post them every few weeks just to show you how it's going. I took over a week off because, again, I told you how to take care of my dad. But, you know, now it's on. The heat is on. So I want you to keep watching. I want you to keep seeing what the results are going to lead to, because I'm getting paid, and I feel like you should get paid. Going into the next section. The next section we're going to be talking about here shortly. Stand by. Okay, guys, for the next section, I want to talk to you about something very, very important. You know, for me, doing this for quite some time, been doing this for about 5-6 years now, and I got to tell you, if your mind is not right, this ain't going to work. For me, I tell people this. When you are doing an online business, right, you have to change your mindset. You have to change your mindset if you were used to working a 9-to-5 job. What that means is that you traded your time for money. So you say, well, if I work this many hours, I should get paid this many dollars or whatever currency you are in. With online marketing, and this is where people get hit very hard in the head. They get hit very hard in the head when it comes to results. Because they say, look, I'm supposed to have results right now. And it doesn't happen like that necessarily. If, especially when you're starting out. You have no brand. No one knows who you are. You don't have any networks. Those things come into play. And what we need to do is make sure that we have patience. It's just like fishing. You stick the fishing rod out there. You stick the hook in the water. And you pull up right away. You don't do that. You have to have patience because the fish are going to come. You have to be in the right area too. You got to be able to go to the right area. If you're trying to sell weight loss products to anorexic people, they're not going to be jumping on it right away. Or to people who are trying to start an online business, you know, online business people are trying to sell their products to people who are just trying to work out, and your product doesn't have anything to do with anything about weight loss or fitness, it's not going to work, guys. I see people making those mistakes right there. And, you know, I tell you this, I have a buddy named Sally, I think. I won't give his real name out, Sally, but we're going to call him Sally. And he basically didn't get it. He was like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong, this and that. So, well, tell me about your product. And he said, well, right now, I'm trying to sell this weight loss product. And I said, okay, what about it? And he said, well, I'm like, what's going on? Where are you taking it to? He's like, well, I'm going on Facebook. I'm posting on Facebook, and it's not working. And I said, what do you mean it's not working? That's not telling me anything. He said, well, I put it on to all the people's groups, pages. I put my link in there, and no one's responding. That's one of the things you don't want to do. And I told him why. I say, had you talked to the group? Had you talked to the admin of the group? Have you offer any type of valuable help or content in that group so people can look at you authority figure? He said, no, why? I said, that's why it's not working, because people are going to be curious. Human beings are curious. When you're putting valuable content, you're talking to people, you give them whatever it is, whether it's this whole 60-second speech to give them some tips in the morning or whatever it may be, they got to have it. A link is not going to help. You just put a link, people are like, okay, this person's just spamming. I'm not getting anything. And people join these groups. And you want to be in living groups. You don't want to be in dead groups. That's another thing he was doing. Living groups is that they're posting content at least once a week. And I know that sounds like crazy. There's some groups that put stuff every few hours or whatnot. But if you're in a group that doesn't post anything weeks on end, that's a dead group right there. You don't want to be in a dead group because no one's really in there doing what they're doing. It may be a bunch of bots in there, whatever it may be. But you want to be in something that's actually working and actually getting you going. You don't want to be in a system that's going to put you down or throw you off or whatnot. You want to be in something that's actually going to make a big impact. Now, leading up to it, too, is the getting people to your product as well, too, which we talked about earlier in previous sections. If you didn't catch that, go to the first section. You want to have a strong lead magnet, not just a lead magnet, a strong lead magnet. Whether you're offering something for free, whether you're having people try it out for 14 days or 30 days, let people get their email to you, but you got to offer them something. Give them something good. Don't give them some bullshit. You can even give them a book that you wrote, or actually a free course. I usually give people free courses and offer some software. Speaking of the engagement monster, you know, you can try that out today, 14 days for free, and you'll see what I'm talking about. You get access to this, and you actually have some time to actually play around with this world. Let it play around on your computer. You know, some of those things are very valuable. But for me, guys, I tell you, the best way to get something going is to make sure that you're actually promoting the right way, because if you're not promoting, people are not going to come to you. People are not going to come to you, and they're not going to really buy from you if you're not offering a lead magnet. And once you get people in your lead magnet, you know, they get into your landing page. Give them the next thing I'm going to say an irresistible offer. Now, you may have something like ClickFunnels that you're promoting as an affiliate marketer, right? But everyone's got that, right? It's just like everyone should have a nose, two eyeballs, things like that. What is unique about your product offer? Are you offering additional stuff? Are you offering a total value package where you're like, hey, I'm going to give you tracking software. I'm going to give you email software. I'm going to give you my funnels that I use to help close it, that you can use so you can start off. I'm going to offer you a free consultation. What are you giving to people to say, yes, I want his stuff because I can't get it from anyone else? Because I tell you, one thing that I learned with ClickFunnels, with a lot of people, in which people are paying a premium amount. It's $97, right? Or $297 a month. Or the annual plan of $3,000 a year. What people leave out of, and the number one thing that they leave out of, is that they are buying ClickFunnels, right? They're getting ClickFunnels, but they don't know how to use ClickFunnels. And then you give them 14 days to figure it out, and you leave them out in the dark. Guess what they're going to do? Come, not even day 14, come day 5 or 6, maybe 7, they're pulling out. They're like, nah, I'm not getting this, and I'm not paying $97 either to try to figure this out for the next few years. Not doing it. I tell you guys, you got to have a strong thing that's associated, because your lead magnet should associate with what you're trying to ultimately get people to buy, whether that's just a regular sale, or if it's an upsell, or it's just a downsell. It needs to correlate. You know, if they're trying to use organic sales, this is what they need to do, and this is how they need to promote. So take that in mind, guys. Take that in mind. Again, guys, I'm going to wrap this up. We've been on here for quite some time. I'm going to finish doing some work here with my engagement monster. You can go ahead and get action to it right now. You can go ahead and check it out. And the link is down below. Go ahead and click on that link. You get access to it. I'll let you go ahead and try it out. Just check it out, guys. I'm telling you, this thing is not going to break your arm. Trust me, this is not something that's going to break your arm, because I'm not here to make profit off of it. Basically based off what you see on a price. I'm not going to mention a price on it. You're going to have to go check it out. Alright? That's one of the other secrets that I have. But guys, I thank you for tuning in. I thank you guys for checking me out. I got other things to take care of. If you need me, go ahead. Feel free to email me. Email be listed down in the description. If you're looking on YouTube. Or you can go ahead and message me directly on Facebook as Luke Brooks VP. All right, guys. I see you later. I hope you take care, and good night.